6. Implementation. It is critical that either policy is implemented in a way that minimizes the risk of avoidance or evasion and provides a level playing field for compliant operators. For either policy to be enforced and to ensure compliance from all vendors, it is expected that NHS organisations will be required to undertake a series of contract renegotiations for any external provision. Question 18. Do you think that NHS England should set out a timescale over which NHS organisations must achieve full implementation of the policy? We recognise that existing leases and concessions are in place between hospitals and retailers, and whilst trusts can seek to renegotiate these during their term, they may be unable to impose changes against the wishes of retailers. Realistically, therefore, it may sometimes be the case that the opportunity to introduce new arrangements only arises at the expiry of existing leases and concessions. Against that, it is important that any new arrangements are implemented as swiftly and consistently as possible across all NHS Trust and NHS Foundation Trust premises. Question 19. What should be the contractual consequences for trusts if they fail to achieve full compliance within the agreed timescales? The policies outlined in this consultation document are expected to impact both internal NHS caterers and vendors selling sugar-sweetened beverages, and external vendors. Any internal NHS caterer or vendor will be expected to implement the final policy. In the case of the option for introducing a fee, it is expected that the agreed revenue generated will be set aside for investing into staff health and well-being schemes.